It's been 3 years since a case of polio has been reported in India, a milestone that means the country can be officially declared polio-free. NewsHour special correspondent Fred Asam-Lazaro updates a report he filed on how this was accomplished.
In India, the battle against polio is being fought one mouthful at a time. Vaccinators have fanned out with coolers containing vials of the oral vaccine, on a scale befitting a nation of 1.2 billion, says Levan de Somer, a campaign strategist for the UN.
One national round, we reach 175 million children, 150,000 supervisors, 1.2 million vaccinators.
They look for families, especially at bus and train stations in the populous northern states where polio is most endemic. They look for young children, making sure first to check their pinky fingers, where an indelible ink is placed once a child is immunized. Thousands of times, with little fuss, each vaccinator administered the two-drop dose. It's easy to see how India can be a breeding ground for polio. Hundreds of millions of people lack proper sanitation, conditions that allow the virus to spread, usually attacking children, causing paralysis in some victims and, in a few cases, death. In addition, it's difficult for public health workers to track the movement of India's huge nomadic and migrant populations. On any given day, 19 million people are on a train somewhere in India. That's why experts say the huge drop in polio cases, there were up to 150,000 a year in the 80s, is remarkable.
I have to pinch myself once in a while. And for me, it's an amazing. Being here, it's part of history. We are making history here.
De Somer is with UNICEF, which, along with the World Health Organization, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, and Rotary International, partnered with the Indian government in the multi-year $2-plus billion campaign. He says a few years ago, many impoverished communities resisted the vaccine.
These are communities which have not benefited from all the progress in India, and they have no roads, you know, water and sanitation. And they will use the campaign to say, you can reach us with a drop of vaccine. Why can't you reach us with education and health and good water and sanitation? So that is one thing.
So they were suspicious?
They were, quite suspicious.
Suspicion that the vaccine wasn't what was claimed was particularly high among India's Muslim minority. Mufti Mukarram Ahmad, Imam of the Fatehpuri Mosque in substantially Muslim Old Delhi, says memories are still vivid of coercive attempts by the government in the 70s to sterilize people here.
People thought that in the polio vaccine they placed some medicine to sterilize people. They think that just like in the time of Sanjay Gandhi, when sterilization operations were going on, they think now, instead of doing operations, they can just give this medicine to the Muslim community and our men and women will not be able to have children.
He was among many religious leaders who were approached by doctors and the UN agencies, reassured of their intentions, and brought on board to endorse the polio campaign. Also coaxed in were Bollywood megastars like Amitabh Bachchan. In this TV spot, he angrily tells parents to put aside excuses like the fear of caste or religious discrimination and immunize their children.
Have you lost your mind?
His co-star in the ad, Shah Rukh Khan, is Muslim.
His anger is justified. What's the connection between caste or religion and polio? Any child can get this disease. That's why I too have vaccinated my kids against polio. Now you please go and do the same.
Perhaps the most significant buy-in that helped the polio campaign came from the government at all levels, according to Dr. Hamid Jafari with the World Health Organization.
Government of India has funded the largest chunk of this program, up to $250 million each year, which is unprecedented compared to other countries.
The government declared that any poliovirus sighting must be treated as a public health emergency. Jafari says that allowed for vigorous surveillance and response. Old reports of paralysis in children were investigated.
In 2011, nearly 60,000 cases of acute flaccid paralysis were reported and investigated. And only one of those cases, the one that had onset on 13th of January, we were able to isolate wild polio viruses. The other cases were due to non-polio causes of acute flash-head paralysis. So that tells you how sensitive the surveillance system is. And there are international standards, and those standards are now being exceeded.
He says the big lesson from India for Nigeria, Afghanistan and Pakistan, three other countries where the virus is endemic, is that polio here became a huge, widely publicized national cause, much more than a public health campaign.
You're talking about community leaders, religious leaders, academic leaders, opinion leaders. So just getting, really turning it into a sort of a national movement so that everybody feels that they are part of this this movement. It's not only just the health department that has to deliver on this. And I think that's the kind of tipping point in Nigeria and Pakistan. I mean, these two countries have done a lot of good work and have made a lot of progress. It's what it's going to take to bring them to the tipping point where India is now.
Government officials say they next want to use the polio systems and teams to tackle other relatively neglected diseases like measles. Longer term, the challenge is to build basic sanitation and education systems, things that can prevent disease in the first place.
Fred's reporting is a partnership with the Undertold Stories Project at St. Mary's University in Minnesota.